Welcome to the LTC podcast. Today we're talking about Fridays for Future. I'm Damon, and today Mike is with me. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Damon.
So, Mike, Fridays for Future, can you tell me what it is?
Yes, Fridays for Future is a protest movement by students across the world. The students are going on strike every Friday to join demonstrations demanding action from their governments against climate change.
Okay, climate change is quite a big topic. What do you mean by climate change?
Yes, you're right there. Climate change is often used to describe many different things. Here, climate change refers to the current warming of the planet caused by the release of carbon into the atmosphere by the burning of fossil fuels. This includes things like coal, gas, and oil. This global warming can have massive effects upon the planet, including the melting of polar ice caps and rising sea levels, more severe storms, droughts for some areas, and possibly flooding for others.
Okay. How did this whole Fridays for Future movement get started then?
Well, the first protester was a Swedish girl named Greta Thunberg, who took a Friday off school to stand in front of the Swedish parliament with a cardboard sign that said "School Strike for the Climate." She was actually just 15 at the time.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty young. But I take it that the movement has grown over time. How much bigger is the movement now?
Yeah, that's right. It certainly has. Students are participating in Fridays for Future all across the world now. Most of the participants are from European, American, or Australian schools. But similar demonstrations are also taking place in Argentina, South Africa, and India.
And how has the rest of the world reacted to these protests? Obviously, it's got a positive response from students and schools. But what about politicians and other people?
Well, first of all, many of the students' parents have publicly praised their children. The scientific community has also been very supportive of the strikes, and so have several prominent political figures, including the United Nations General Secretary. Greta Thunberg, the first protester, was actually given an award by the charity Amnesty International. That said, the reaction hasn't all been positive. Governments in the United Kingdom and Australia, for example, have heavily criticized the demonstrations.
Okay, so what do the protesters want exactly? What are they demanding?
Well, it's a global protest. This means that the demands might be slightly different depending on where the demonstration is actually taking place. A global climate strike in October 2018 expressed three clear demands, though. 100% clean energy, keeping fossil fuels in the ground, and supporting climate refugees.
Okay, the first two are clear, but climate refugees. So I know what a refugee is in the context of a conflict and people moving country because of war or conflict, but a climate refugee?
Yeah, refugees is a word we've heard a lot recently, but climate refugees is a little bit different. Climate refugees are people who need to leave their homes because of the changing weather, the changing climate. Maybe their village was destroyed by a storm, for example. It could also be that the area where they live no longer gets enough water to make farming possible.
Okay, that makes sense. And are these protests working? I mean, are the demands being met?
Well, that depends what you mean by working. Fridays for Future has been very successful in attracting media attention to climate change. But changing government policy, that takes years. And it could be a very long time before we see any direct impact here.
Okay, great. Well, thanks very much for the information, Mike. Let's just have a look at some of the key vocabulary that came up to talk about the Fridays for Future movement. We had words including demanding action, fossil fuels, severe storms, droughts, and participating. What other words came up, Mike?
We had political figures, charity, climate refugees, destroyed, and government.
Great. Thanks very much, Mike.
Thank you, Damon.
It's been a pleasure, and thanks everybody for listening.